The Origins of Aurora Borealis. In this podcast, you will listen to the myth of how and why the Aurora Borealis in the Northern Hemisphere came to be. Demeter, who you've heard of before, the goddess of harvest and fertility of the earth, will be encountered in this story. Her daughter, Persephone, will also be in this story. We know about the myth of Demeter, where Hades takes Persephone into the underworld and Demeter becomes distraught. They eventually work out an agreement to a certain amount of time each year for each god to have Persephone. We also know about the one-eyed monster, Polyphemus, from Odysseus's story. He will show up in the story, still a dangerous monster. The myth I'm about to tell tells about what happened one time when Persephone came up from the underworld for the year. We all know of the reasons for spring and summer. Persephone is finally out of the underworld, and so Demeter is happy. One time, because of her anticipation and joy for the return of her daughter, she convinces Iris, the goddess of rainbows, to create a lasting show of color across the sky. When at last Persephone emerged from the ground, Demeter was at once happy again. All of the excitement and afroscoping colors in the sky in Athens caused the city to be seen and heard for hundreds of miles. This caused Polyphemus, with his one eye, to see it and be attracted to the city. There he killed thousands. Nothing the humans could do would stop the monster. Eventually, the gods took notice and cause of the ruckus, and Zeus asked Iris to make the colors go somewhere else, in an attempt to get Polyphemus to go away from the city. After destroying many buildings and killing even more humans, Polyphemus eventually followed the colorful sky to the North Pole, where no humans lived, so that he couldn't harm anyone anymore, ever. The Aurora Borealis happens from April to about August every year. Ever since the one time the lights appeared over Athens to celebrate Persephone's arrival from the underworld, the afroscoping colors and beauty have appeared in the Arctic Circle, and they still do today. Another storyteller, Ovid, writes the story so that Hercules saves Athens and its people from being destroyed, and kills Polyphemus instead of the way I told the myth, where Polyphemus is around the North Pole for eternity. The made-up word, afroscoping, was used in this podcast. It means beautiful and magnificently visually pleasing. It comes from the Greek group scope, meaning sea, as well as the goddess Aphrodite, who is known for her beauty. The moral of this story is to think about the consequences of your actions. If Demeter had thought about what putting an incredible display of colors above Athens would cause, Polyphemus probably wouldn't have destroyed a lot of the city or killed so many citizens. I hope you enjoyed listening to the story of the origins of the Northern Lights. Thank you for listening.